Coming up on Only a Game, a cyclist travels to Afghanistan, rides a mountain bike, and tries to improve the lives of women there. But first, Mississippi State is the number one college football program in the country for the first time in forever. Michael Bonner covers the Bulldogs for the Clarion Ledger. Michael, how did MSU rise from unranked in the AP poll to number one in just 5 weeks, which, by the way, is the fastest a team has accomplished that since 1977?
Well, to answer that, I think you have to start with quarterback Dak Prescott. He came in last season as the backup, and Tyler Russell was injured in the opening game. And then since then, he's really won over his teammates, won over his fans. He battled back and forth last season, and then this was his year to be the guy, and he certainly has taken the reins and taken off with it, as Mississippi State, as you said, is the number one team for the first time in its program history.
People are now talking about Mr. Prescott as a top pick for the Heisman Trophy. This is in part because of the suspension of Georgia tailback Todd Gurley, but still, the Dak attack must be something to see.
It really is, and it took off really last season, the final game of the year at the Liberty Bowl, when he scored a Liberty Bowl record, 6 touchdowns. And from that time on, it's really been the momentum. There are whispers in the spring, and then it grew bigger in the summer. And really, with his performance this fall, 3 wins against top 10 teams, the 5th college football team to ever do that, it's really gone on to have a mind of its own. And you really can't argue, as you said, he's probably the front runner right now.
Of Dan Mullen, you wrote, "Fans began to question the head coach's direction last season. Now they aren't opposed to a lifetime contract." Are fans really that fickle, or is Dan Mullen really that good a coach?
They are that fickle. Last year, fans were really jumping on the hot seat bandwagon. They were questioning whether he should be given another year. And really, they fought and scraped to become bowl eligible. They made it to the Liberty Bowl, and fans were, okay, let's see what happens next year. And now it's very funny how fans can react, in the sense of, a year ago today, fans were wanting him to leave. Now they are afraid he may leave.
Last week, MSU Athletic Director Scott Strickland warned fans that if their behavior didn't change, the school might have to install metal detectors at the gates. But you characterized behavior at last Saturday's game as, quote, all legal. This sounds serious. What's the issue?
If only it was actually serious. I guess that's the good news. It was in reference to cowbells. It's a tradition that began in the 40s or 50s, legend has it, where a cow ran onto the field and, ran onto the field against the biggest rival, Ole Miss, and Mississippi State was losing. They came back after the cow ran on the field, so that was the good luck charm. Fans thought it was much easier to just bring cowbells rather than an actual cow to the game, and that's how the cowbell tradition began. The SEC only allows ringing at certain times during the game. This is all true. So they were ringing the bells at improper times. Uh-huh. They were actually fined $25,000 last year for improper ringing. So Scott Strickland was saying, they can take them away. Let's not have them take the bells away.
I've heard of the NCAA doing all manner of silly things, but fining somebody for improper ringing of cowbells has to go right to the top of the list.
And if they get caught one more time, it's a $50,000 fine.
Oh, my goodness. Rounding out the historic firsts, Ole Miss, a.k.a. the University of Mississippi, also won their first 6 games of the season. This is the first time both universities have managed that feat. What is in the water in Mississippi these days?
It's a good question. I think if anyone knew, they would bottle that water and keep it for future football seasons. It's been a magical season, as the athletic director for Mississippi State, Scott Strickland, said. He was born and raised in Mississippi, and he said, as much as they are rivals, it's great to see for the state something that they take such pride in to be so successful.
Michael Bonner covers Mississippi State for the Clarion Ledger. Michael, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, sure. Anytime.